It's time for The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Tuesday, February 22nd, 2022. So two things I want to talk with you about today. One of them is an update on the ongoing nightmare of that car carrier, the Felicity Ace, that's been on fire in the Atlantic Ocean off Portugal since last week. And the other is about an interesting maritime teaching job opening here in Astoria. So let's start with the Felicity Ace. Basically, the ship is still on fire and drifting, and salvage crews are working to get the situation under control. The fact that it's been almost a week and they have not been able to do this, to get this under control, gives you an indication of the dangerous nature of what has now become a salvage job. The crew is all safely off the ship, and now they're looking at recovering the vessel. And so how dangerous it is, and also how far this is from land. It's about 1,000 miles off the coast of Portugal, about 90 miles from the Azores. So the ship is currently drifting away from the Azores in the open ocean, so no risks of it running aground anywhere. So far, there are no reports of oil leaking, and the ship remains stable, but it looks terrible. You can go to gcaptain.com and take a look at a picture of it, a recent picture of it, and it just looks pretty sorry right now. A lot of serious deterioration of the vessel, but so far, it's holding together, which just shows you how incredibly tough these ships really are. So an initial salvage team is on site and has been able to board the Felicity Ace. And now they're doing something referred to in the salvage world as cooling operations. This is an effort to cool the ship down enough so that salvage crews can safely work on board, especially below decks. As I talked about last week when I mentioned this incident, a metal ship in a fire can heat up so much that its decks and other surfaces can get hot enough to boil liquids. So they need to bring that temperature down before they can let people really work on the ship. Now, two large ocean-going salvage tugs with firefighting equipment were supposed to arrive on the scene yesterday to start spraying water on the vessel. The two tugs will also attempt to take the Felicity Ace in tow, to put her under tow so they can tow her into port to prevent her from drifting anymore. The fire on the Felicity A started late Wednesday while she was en route from Germany to Rhode Island, and that's when the fire broke out. All 22 crew members abandoned ship, and they were picked up by a nearby cargo ship, a tanker, and taken to shore by a Portuguese Navy helicopter. So they all seem to be okay. The Portuguese Navy has remained on the scene, providing 24-hour monitoring of the vessel, and the cause of the fire remains unknown. So what's burning on board? Cars, and they're worth a lot. The total dollar value of goods on the ship is estimated to be $438 million. The estimates assume the total loss of the cargo. She's been reported to be carrying around 4,000 vehicles, including Porsches, Audis, Lamborghinis, and Bentleys. So some pretty pricey, valuable vehicles there, including some electric vehicles with lithium-ion batteries. And those batteries have been linked to fires on car ships before. So a salvage team from Smit Salvage is assisting with the firefighting effort. You probably recognize that name if you're a regular listener to The Ship Report or a reader of maritime news. That's the same heavy marine salvage company that keeps getting called in to these recent incidents. They worked on the Costa Concordia wreck in Italy and the Ever Given grounding in the Suez Canal. So two large salvage tugs were expected to arrive at the vessel early yesterday. The ship remains abandoned. The fire continues to burn. It's almost for sure that the Felicity Ace will be declared a total loss, which means that all these cars are insured and they will be compensated for the loss of them. But that is a huge, huge number, that huge amount that I quoted you earlier. Now, another big car ship incident that you may have heard of, the case of the Golden Ray car carrier, was also carrying around 4,000 vehicles when it capsized and grounded near Georgia in the USA in 2019. The NTSB, National Transportation and Safety Board, determined that total cargo losses there were estimated at $142 million. A report by Car and Driver magazine said the vehicles lost there were Kias, Chevrolets, GMCs, Mercedes-Benz, and Dodges and General Motors. That ship had to be dismantled in place with all of the cars still inside. So you can see what a nightmare it can become when any ship gets in trouble like this. But something like a car carrier, there's just so much going on there, and so much inherent danger. Fire is an exceptionally dangerous situation for people trying to deal with things on ships, so I wish them all well. And one additional note, the information that you heard today in this report all came from gcaptain.com, from a couple of articles there. So if you want more information about this, gcaptain.com is tracking this story fairly closely, and you can, if you want more details, you can go there. It's a great site for maritime news. Well, the other thing that I wanted to talk with you about today is a local maritime job opening at Clatsop Community College. The college is looking for a full-time maritime technology instructor to join its team of teachers in the MERTS program. MERTS stands for Marine and Environmental Research and Training Station. Areas of instruction may include, but are not limited to, navigation, rules of the road, radar observer, GMDSS, which stands for Global Maritime Distress and Safety System, kind of an interesting thing. GMDSS is an automated ship-to-shore system using satellites and digital selective calling technology. It's mandated for ships internationally. Other things that would have to be, that this instructor would have to teach, apprentice mate steersman, and teaching about something called ECDIS, E-C-D-I-S. That's Electronic Chart Display and Information System. That's a geographic information system used for navigation that serves as an alternative to paper nautical charts. So ships traditionally have carried and navigated with paper charts. And in recent years, ECDIS has come into play. And so they sometimes have ECDIS displays, which are like a computer display with a chart on it, and also paper for backup, but that is becoming less the norm to have the paper backup. So these are all things that would have to be taught by this instructor. So they're subjects covered in U.S. Coast Guard credentialing examinations. So whoever has this job will be doing classes in the classroom, laboratory settings, and also on the MERTS training vessel, which I believe is called the Forerunner. So you would be going out on the water teaching students. Now, you can find the job on the college's website and apply there. Among the qualifications, which you'll see in the job posting, are required experience, 7 years of maritime industry experience, of which 1 year is shipboard experience as the officer in charge of navigational watch or equivalent military experience. And they have here also deck watch officer. So, anybody who's savvy about all this stuff probably understands exactly what I'm talking about, and there is a job opening at the college there for a qualified person. I'll post a link to the college's website with the podcast at shipreport.net, so you can go to my website and find it there. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.